Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to outline the other co-author of the presentation, Dr. Fournier, Dumont, Dunkley, and Dramé. I'm the current research coordinator of that project that is still going on, Dr. Fournier being the principal investigator. And I have no relationships to disclose. Maternal mortality is a major public health problem, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, where half of all maternal deaths worldwide occur. The context and causes of maternal mortality and morbidity are well known, as well as strategies to reduce them. One strategy that has been proven effective is to provide access to basic emergency obstetric services, including IV administration of drug, assisted delivery, manual extraction of the placenta, etc., and if necessary, comprehensive emergency obstetric services that include basic services and cesarean and blood transfusion. The implementation of emergency obstetric care program, and in particular of maternity referral system, is complicated in settings where resources are scarce. In West Africa, where the studies is, the cost of comprehensive emergency obstetric care represent a major outlay for households. In 2002, the government of Mali launched a nationwide maternity referral system. The aim of their system is to improve the quality and accessibility of comprehensive emergency obstetric care services and to reduce the danger of death associated with obstetric complications. Mali is located in West Africa, as you can see on the map, and has border with Senegal, Mauritania, and Guinea. Maternal mortality in Mali is estimated between 450 and a little bit less than 1,000 maternal death per 100,000 live births. Woman has one chance out of 16 to die of obstetric complication during her life. The study is located in Kai region, being rural, and has about 1.7 million inhabitants. Rugged terrain and periods of intense rain with flooding makes communication very difficult at some time of the year. The study area consists of 6 of the 7 districts of the region. We excluded the more urban district. At the level of each district, there is a district health center offering comprehensive emergency obstetric care, and between 50 to 20 community health centers that offer basic health services, including assisted delivery. In case of an emergency complication, obstetrical, occurring at the community health center, the patient is referred to a district health center. The maternity referral system is the national program of Mali since 2002 and is there to reduce the risk of maternal death associated with obstetric complication. The system aims to achieve this objective by 3 components. The first one, communication and transport. The program seeks to improve those two by eliminating delays in the delivery of emergency care. Program use funds from overseas donor to improve radio communication between the community and district health center, as well as patient ambulance transport between the two sites. On number 2, there were the creation of community cost-sharing scheme that receive funds from local government, health services, as well as community health association. Women need only to contribute for a small co-payment. Third, training and equipment to improve the clinical management of obstetric emergency. Next figure is basically the logical model of 3 components, transport and communication, cost-sharing scheme, and emergency obstetric complication. In the study area, the started period was between 2002 and 2005, the program being implemented in each district by a consensus among partners. There are 2 categories of women use a program of obstetric services. Those with obstetric complication referred by the community health center, those who are self-referred to the district health center. In this study, we aim to evaluate the impact of the Malian governmental national program to provide access to comprehensive emergency obstetric care in a rural population of more than 1 million inhabitants. In 2004, a system for ongoing registration of obstetric emergencies was set up in all districts of the Kais region. The implemented system allow for the documentation of each patient deemed to be an obstetric emergency. Data collected, characteristic of the woman, diagnostic outcome of herself and the baby, pregnancy follow-up, etc. Data were collected retrospectively between January and 2003 and June 2004, and after that time, the data was collected prospectively from July 2004. Because a maternity referral system is a national program that all regions must implement, it was neither ethical or practical to include a control group that would be denied access to this program in our study design. Therefore, we use a quasi-experimental, uncontrolled before and after design. Data availability and start date of intervention by district is shown in this figure. Basically, to evaluate the efficacy of the maternity referral system, we consider four periods. Before the intervention, which is P-1, the year during the intervention was implemented, P0, and the two 12-month post-intervention periods, which is P1 and P2. Because of the variability of the dates when implementation of maternity referral system began in the 6th district, the duration of P-1 ranged from 3 to 34 months. Period P0, P1, and P2 all lasted 1 year, except for 2 districts. The period is smaller, and district number 3 has no P1 and P2 period. Basically, the district that implemented the system later has a longer P-1 period and shorter periods after. During the study period, more than 2,600 emergency patients receive care in the referral district health center. Those patients benefit from all or some component of the maternity referral system. This slide shows the obstetric activities in the study area during the study periods. You can see that during the study periods, the rates of institutional deliveries and the number of obstetric emergency treated in the district health center increased. Note that the denominator used for the calculation of percentage is the number of expected deliveries. Proportion of deliveries benefiting from a major obstetric intervention as like a cesarean increased markedly between the at P-1 at 0.23% to 0.81% at P2. This graph is to show the case fatality rate in the different study period, the crude one not adjusted. So you can see that P-1, the crude case fatality rate was 10% and decreased to 5% at the P2 period. We compare the risk of death among obstetric emergency cases and by complication by calculating the odds ratio and their confidence interval to 95%. You can see here that nearly half of reduction in mortality could be attributed to a drop in number of death associated with hemorrhage. For overall complication, risk of death decreased by half, and in the case of hemorrhage, the risk is nearly 3 times lower and is statistically significant. With adjusted odds ratio were also calculated using various logistic regression models supported by STATA and is including confounding variables like age, previous cesarean diagnostic, accessibility, cesarean delivery, and transfusion. Risk of death is reduced by around half for all women and is statistically significant between the pre-intervention and post-intervention period. This reduction is even more marked about referred women, the one coming from community health center and benefit from all components of the system, for whom the risk of death is 3 times lower at the P2 period compared to the P-1 period. This graph is basically showing you the same odds ratio that was shown in the last table, but a more graphic view. So odds ratio were significant for P1 period to P2 period compared to the pre-intervention period. This study has the advantage of being set within a national program where impact measurement and the analysis of process allows us to draw lessons that are directly applicable not only to Mali, but also some similar resource-poor countries in sub-Saharan Africa. This is necessary since existing study on the implementation of transport system, emergency loans, community financing, communication, or a combination of these elements offer few or no empirical data on the effects of the reduction of institutional maternal mortality. Our data show that this national maternity referral system in Mali promotes increased coverage for obstetric emergencies and reduces the risk for women delivering with complications. This risk reduction is mainly achieved in those with hemorrhage, where the prognostic is directly related to the time it takes to receive appropriate care. And the impact is also distinctly more marked in women who are referred by community health center than those who are self-referred. This point is particularly important because the referred women have benefited from all components of the intervention, mainly the transport by ambulance one, thus improve access to comprehensive emergency obstetric care, and two cesarean sections have contributed to the program's success. Disrupting impact of this intervention can be explained by the fact that there's considerable unmet needs in emergency obstetric care and that the baseline case fatality rate was very high. Let me remind you, it was 10% of the pre-intervention period. Over the study period, the number of women attending community health center for normal deliveries increased progressively. Then, obstetric complications were likely to be diagnosed in an earlier stage in the labor or postpartum stage, allowing more women to benefit from the intervention sooner. In conclusion, with regards to research, the effect of this intervention of the population should be analyzed in greater detail. The immediate effect of this intervention is due to the fact that the program responds to important unmet needs, but efforts to satisfy these needs will be limited by geographic accessibility. And future impact of this intervention could be diminished unless patient recruitment is extended to those living very far from community health center. Finally, better understanding of the cause of first delay, which is the moment between complication appears and the decision to consult, must be done. In fact, we have to understand why women are waiting so long to consult and then helping us to reduce maternal mortality. Thank you very much.